holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5511. Baruch Hashem, the 13th of Sivan Tavshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn. Abbasi B'chosid, Yeshaya Uri Yeshiyichya, Berman from Montreal. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I was pleasant for me to get a regards through the great chassid with the man of character, comes from a family, Barabon, Barurayin, Chaim Shneir Zalman Sheyichya Morozov. And he related to me your good attitude to him and to his buddies, the other ones. This Chaim Shneir Zalman Morozov, he was actually a shoichet too. Happens to be, like I said, my brother's father-in-law. And so I guess this Yeshaya Uriye Sheikha de Boydek, the Rebbe was very pleasant to get a regards from him, and they related him his good attitude towards them and to his others, probably the other Shochtim over there. So the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe prays that for many years you should be able to do good in your community and anywhere your hand reaches, good health with joy and gladness of heart. And the Rebbe says the central point, a fitting, there is a statement. The Rebbe is quoting the Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. The Rebbe says it, Chassidus is brought down, that he says, when it says Vishochat, Shochat means to slaughter. But really, Vishochat means umoshach, you draw. Basically, what it means is that when you draw the knife, you draw the animal and you prepare it, you make it kosher. So you draw it in so that it should be fit to become part of your blood and your flesh. That from the animal kingdom, which it turns into the human, the medaber, the speaking, that is the human being. And the person is called Adam because he is compared, it's Loshen Dimyon, Adame Le'elyon, as the holy Shalorites, which means we're taking an animal, we're bringing it to the human being, we're drawing it up to get it ready for the human being to elevate it, and the human being is called Adam because he is compared to the one above, so that fitting to this also, as you prepare the animal to be slaughtered and properly prepared to be elevated and to make that elevation, this also prepares the animal's soul through the spiritual activities of raising the animal soul that we have within us to the higher level. That also to take and draw all aspects, all matters of the animal soul that a Jew has and make them into vessels, vehicles to matters, as the Alter Rebbe writes, the second soul in Israel. Through spiritual work that we do, we take our animal soul and we make them vessels for godliness, which means that even with your human brain and with your human hands and everything that you're doing, you're making them vehicles to the service of Hashem. You're putting on the tefillin on them, you're doing all the mitzvahs. And the godly soul dresses up within them, and that's a part of Hashem, which mamash, it says the Tanya, the soul, which is Adam Elyon Shalakisa. We're talking about the supreme man, which God is referred to here as the supreme man who is on the throne. The Rebbe is bringing him in and he's saying the physical act of shechting the animal is really an act of elevating the animal to the human, to Hashem. And on a spiritual level, a similar thing is by elevating the through spiritual activities, you are able to draw the animal instincts within the human being and make them vessels to contain the godly soul in there, and the godly soul is godly. It's part of God, which is Hashem Himself, the supreme man who's on the throne. So the spiritual counterpart of the physical shechting altogether is the idea, the Rebbe says, of shochat. When you shecht, it means you draw, you bring up, you raise, you lift. The Rebbe ends with honor and with blessings for good news and all the above, and with good health. And this, the Rebbe writes to this Yeshaya Uriah Berman, who accepted apparently nicely the Chabad Shochtim, Rabbi Marozov over there, as well as his other people, and the Rebbe is grateful to him and gives him some idea what a shoichet. He has a lot. It's not just a physical act, but there's a lot of meaning and a lot of spiritual content, and that's something that I guess they should know when they're doing their shechita to prepare the animal, and also in the spiritual level, the counterpart in the spiritual level. Okay.